This podcast is sponsored by Aurora Packaging Solutions, a global packaging solutions provider leading the transition to a more sustainably packaged future. They specialize in developing packaging and visual communication solutions that reduce the impact on the environment and bring sustainability goals to life. With a focus on partnership and service, they create a custom solution for your business. To learn more, please visit www.ororapackaging.com. Welcome to Sustainable Packaging with Corey Connors. Today's guest is my friend Nathan Alford from the Great Northwest, doing some incredible things with basically an old technology, turning it into a new technology for packaging, which I'm totally excited about. But Nathan, can you explain it to us? Tell us about your background, who you are, all that stuff.
You bet. Well, not far down the road from you, Corey, in the Portland area.
Yeah.
We are in Lewiston, Idaho. So up in the skinny part, the panhandle part, up in the northern part. So just south of Pullman, Washington, Moscow, Idaho, Lewiston Valley, Lewiston-Clarkson Valley. Yeah, we are. Our roots are run super deep. Our small company was started by actually by a great grandfather and a great great uncle who pulled up stakes from Texas. And then they ended up coming on horseback and buying a Washington hand press, literally in Portland, not far from you. Took a Washington hand press up the river to Lewiston, Idaho, offloaded it, and started then a daily newspaper called the Lewiston Tribune. And the Lewiston Tribune, I bet the brothers, big mustaches and a penchant for whiskey and cigars, they would never have imagined that I'd be hanging with you, Corey, talking now 130 years later. So I'm now the fourth generation editor, publisher, as part of the family. We're an employee-owned company that's kind of keeping their dukes up. We have a good attitude about the journalism industry. And so excited to talk to you about our packaging startup, adventurous new effort that we have effectively re-engineered, kind of an eco-forward re-engineering of this really cool printing press, a new technology, the newest press in the United States. This side of the Mississippi River is sitting in downtown Lewiston. And happy to answer any and all questions, but we basically turned the conventional functionality of a printing press, right, that folds and cuts and makes broadsheets and tabs and flexies and magazines, all those things, into a roll-to-roll packaging style. And so sometimes you have to squint a little bit to understand where we're living and what we're doing, but I guess that's why we're hanging out.
Exactly. It's when you told me the story, I thought, oh, I can't wait to tell everyone about this because it's so innovative. And it's such an interesting way to look at print. You know, the newspaper trend is certainly less. And this is an opportunity to take that kind of equipment and turn it into something that's very needed and frankly, very popular in the world of packaging, which is printed paper void film, right?
It's double-sided canvas. Cool idea.
I love it. Yeah. Can you explain to us kind of the process? You mentioned you get recycled material and it's 100% post-consumer material, and then you convert that and then you print it on site?
We do. Yeah. We just effectively kind of opened the proverbial door in November, and we have a really cool neighbor of ours who is a really progressive, cool company in Moscow, Idaho called Northwest River Supply. They're one of the nation's globe leaders on the globe of manufacturing these really nice high quality aluminum frame whitewater boats, float boats. Well, they're kind of been our pioneer partners. So maybe using them as an example, package all sorts of outdoor gear, including their frames all the way down to straps and different things that you and I would want on the river. And then what they do is out of their e-commerce shop, they package it up and wrap it with product printed here in Lewiston. And they basically take their design, their messaging, and they can share it in full color. They can connect with their customers, kind of deepen their connection with their customers, share in values. So when their customers, whether it's direct to businesses or to consumers, when they have that unboxing experience, they open that up and have the opportunity to not just have the blank craft or perhaps even worse, the single-use plastic, the air pillows, or the bubble wrap, but instead have that branded paper, and they're telling cool stories on it and using it for really unique things. So it makes a lot of sense for we're already paying. Corey, you and I, if we send a package to a friend, we're right. Paying for it already, right? We might as well include in that package for not any more money, frankly, a message so we can share QR codes and tell a story.
excellent point. I just talked to somebody about advertising on packaging and how we all think it's the future of advertising. People aren't watching cable TV as much. They're watching YouTube and they're watching other sources or Netflix, which doesn't have a lot of advertisement. So you think about what's the one thing you can guarantee somebody's going to look at, and it's the box that they open. It's the void fill that's inside the box, and it's packaging. So that's absolutely a kudos to you and what you're doing.
I mean, how cool would it be, you know, like another Northwest company like REI, if you get a gift or you get your package in the mail, we all get excited, right? You're ripping into something you picked. If there was a cool, you know, hiking map of the, of Mount Baker, that might even be enough to pin up on near the cake fridge in the garage or something like that. That's right. It's a neat way to tell, to connect.
Absolutely. Exactly right. And I think it's, not only is it sustainable, but it's a way to improve your retention of your customer. I think a loyalty program, people are interested. They're going to open it up and they're going to show it on Instagram and TikTok and say, hey, check this out. You know, I got this from this really cool company and it's printed and it looks beautiful. And this, you know, this is just the packaging. Also check out the item too. That's awesome as well. Yeah.
It's fun. It really is fun. And you know, we don't pretend to be experts. You know, I've kind of been working on this, Corey, for a couple years, you know, as we try to reinvent the economics that support independent newspapers like ours. You know, we're kind of a dying breed, so to speak. I think there's 86 or so of us by count left in the United States. So as we reinvent that model, we hope that something like this not only can help make our Northwest better. You know, I love the idea of regionality and working with the Coreys down the road, you know, not too far, not too many semi-truck tanks of gas away, where we can share these cool recycled paper products. And, you know, it just makes, there's some pragmatism there. It makes sense.
Yeah. And companies can feel good about reusing or using recycled material and low carbon footprint in comparison to something maybe that's imported or something that's plastic based. I think this is a wave of the future that I'm excited to see.
Yeah, we can lessen the impact. That's a positive, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And keep those fibers in the Northwest. You know, they're recyclable. You know, I've heard 7 times, but I think the real answer is closer to 10 or 12. It's an amazing stat.
So on the reclaimed fiber side, again, you know, our newspaper is super old. That's a long arc of time, 130 years. But my grandpa, who kicked the bucket before I was born, I think he's on the wall back there. But he started a relationship. You know, it's all about good people. He started a relationship with a Spokane, Washington-based company called Inland Empire Paper. And you want to talk about good people there. Anyways, a longtime friend, Glenn Owens, who's our lead relationship guy there. They have one of the nation's leading environmentally conscious mills, including up into Canada and all over the United States. And we've been buying paper from those guys since before World War II, kind of back to the grandpa days. So it's cool. We're just a stone's throw, you know, less than 100 miles away. So we literally on Saturday morning, every Saturday morning, we have this truck that we run up, a 54-foot semi. We run up and dump all of that prior week's newspaper that was either on pull-up copies or ones our customers left, but a full semi-load of reclaimed fiber. We go up, drop it off, and then we pick up a trailer full of that next week's supply. So we're literally closed loop within 100 miles. So it's pretty fun to not burn the fuel and to reclaim those fibers all the time. And we didn't know it at the time, but before it was a thing, we'd been doing it. And I went back and made sure I had our math right. But since 1991, we've been running that same Saturday semi-truck up there. This year, which is just kind of a geek stat, but we've already, and this was at the end of November, delivered more than 1 million pounds of reclaimed fiber to our mill so it can go back into the slurry and be repurposed to come back to us on a following Saturday delivery.
1 million pounds just this year.
Yeah, and we're north of that now but that was a few weeks ago, but yeah. So it's legit, you know. We do all the printing for WSU and U of I on the newspaper side for student newspapers. There's a bunch of work we do that really helps sustain us. So there's a bunch of trimmings when we make magazines. Every little bit we swoop off the floor and take back up for our friends at Inland Empire. in Millwood, Washington.
That's incredible. So, I mean, we're talking millions of pounds. Like, what do you think? From 91 to 2022?
There you go. Yeah. That's incredible. That's the truth. Yeah. So it's kind of fun. You know, we should be celebrating, pointing that out, you know, and yeah. I'm not sure we even quite recognized that. Certainly when we started in the early 90s. But even before we started looking at how we want to position our small company for the next generation, it's like, well, hold on. We've actually got a pretty cool narrative here that we think folks would appreciate being a part of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. It's a really cool story. And the carbon footprint of something drops dramatically when you know it's going to be recycled. Mm-hmm. We've done the life cycle analysis on a lot of different kinds of packaging materials. And when we know it's going to actually get recycled, the scores improve dramatically. So this is really cool to see. And when it comes from recycled materials, recycled sources. So somebody out there looking for a niche product that is very green, environmentally friendly, make sure you reach out to Nathan. Anything else that you wanted to talk about? Anything else I didn't ask you about?
You know, I'm trying to think. I kind of get excited and it's easy for me to wave my arms, but we dug into all the chemistry of it. The chemistry of our plates is super cool. We pursued a certification through Codex Sonora program. So all of our recyclable plates are recycled. And the processing, which it wasn't the case a handful of years ago, is all chemical free now. So when we process a plate from Corey to promote his new sneaker line and drop some void fill in those boxes or in the box, that is done with the Kodak Sonora plates, which is notable. And then the chem-free properties of our soy ink. So basically, you know, I have fun on grade school tours. I'm like, if you want to have a snack, you can basically eat that paper. You know, there's nothing in there. And we've invested in closed loop, new water technologies, closed loop water technology. So we use very little water. And our press is a block wide. It's a 48-page broadsheet press made in Plauen, Germany that we had shipped over in 08. But it is super efficient on the power side. It runs on AC rather than the old school DC. So we turn it on, turn it off without chewing up much power off the grid. But we like that idea of it. You know, we don't pretend that we're not going to solve, you know, global warming. We're not going to solve all of our ozone issues. But man, in my heart of hearts, and we all love where we live, right, in the Northwest. Yeah. If we can find folks and connect and build partnerships that make sense, I think we can make a difference. You know, we can lessen that impact, right? Yeah. You know, a lot of people claim this and claim that. I think it's just a practical aspect of just making progress together and finding solutions that just chew up less resource.
Yeah, and you're doing your part. And the people that are buying from you are doing their part. And I think this is half the battle is just making positive changes where we can. And mm-hmm. So well done. Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait to be, you know, connected to you. And like I said at the beginning, man, we have a lot to learn. But we've been putting ink on paper for a long time, so it's fun. You know, some of my newspaper buddies at the conference will have a drink and they'll say, what are you doing again? You know,
what is that?
You know, it's yet to be a single or a double or a home run, but we hope to humbly and modestly grow some partnerships. And it's a pleasure to meet you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, it's my honor to be a part of the solution alongside you and to spread the word about what you're doing. So thank you. And yeah. I'd love to come out and see the press someday and at your facility. That'd be really fun.
Oh man, we would love it. We've got above average coffee here in the plant, you know, so it used to be below average, but it's above average. So I'll pour you a cup.
That's important for employee retention these days. Above average coffee. Well said. Well, thank you again. Thank you, Landsberg Aurora, for sponsoring this podcast. If you're listening, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss the next episode and stay tuned for more. Thank you.
Cheers.
This episode is sponsored by SpecRite, the first purpose-built platform for specification management. So much has changed when it comes to packaging, and there's a new book to help you stay ahead of the curve, The Evolution of Products and Packaging, written by longtime packaging executive Mr. Matthew Wright, helps you unpack industry trends and explains how you can use data to drive packaging, innovation, and sustainability. Download your free copy today at specrite.com/book. That's SPECRIGHT.com/book.